What do you think are the advantages or disadvantages to having a three-term mayor in a city like Denver?
Well, obviously the advantage, Scott, is some degree of continuity. He knows the office, he has his team. I would think, and quite frankly hope, that there would be some turnover in the team just to keep it fresh, keep it somewhat new. The danger to Michael Hancock is really twofold. One is he's been bruised up pretty bad in this process, and many of the wounds are self-inflicted wounds. But just the nature of how he won, it was a bloody battle, and he really took down his opponent much more than he built himself up. Second challenge to my thinking is third terms can be deadly. When I look back at other third terms, whether they're mayors or previous governors before we had an eight-year gubernatorial limit, third terms were often a time of distraction, somewhat being tuned out, somewhat looking to what your next gig is, etc. And that's Hancock's danger, is how do you keep a third term fresh and new and energized and engaged?
Hancock had challengers leading up to the May election, and the subsequent runoff election with Jamie Gillis was marked more by personal attacks than policy. Do you think he has any fences to mend or an image problem with voters to overcome?
He can decide what fences he needs to mend. The reality that he re-enters the mayor's office with is that at first blush, 62% of Denver voters said, no thank you, we'd prefer somebody else. Now in the final analysis, he pulled out a victory over Gillis. It wasn't pretty, but politics is not a sport in which they often give style points. You just pay off on the end result. He needs to refurbish his image to a certain extent. He does not want to be known as a slash and burn mayor, even after a slash and burn campaign. So yes, I think you can expect some degree of outreach to various communities that were increasingly disaffected throughout the course of this campaign and throughout the course of the last several years.
Growth has emerged as a top issue facing Denver. How has Hancock managed it so far, and what challenges do you think lie ahead for him to tackle?
I think that is the question, but I think the root of his struggle in this campaign was simply the explosive on-fire growth that Denver's been experienced. In some ways, he's a victim of the city's phenomenal success, depending on how you define success. And I think for a whole lot of voters, they're defining success as not just a bottom line growth statistic, but it's a quality of life statistic. And I think things have happened so quickly in this city. There's been such a transformation in real time that a lot of those quality of life factors have been somewhat slow to catch up. And whether it's roads and dealing with congestion or a zillion other considerations, I think that's the challenge of Michael Hancock's third term, is to have the infrastructure and the character of Denver catch up with those growth statistics.
And now that he's free from future campaigning, are Denver residents going to see a different Michael Hancock over the next 4 years, or the same mayor they've been used to?
Good question. My flip response is ask him. But my surmise as an analyst is that what you see is what you get for a large extent. Politicians can trim and move at the margins, but after 8 years, the core creature that you see is who Michael Hancock is. Assets and liabilities, the whole complex package. He may shift his focus somewhat. Perhaps he shifts personnel in a few key areas. Perhaps he doesn't. But I don't think you're going to see a wholesale transformation in who Michael Hancock is.
Thank you so much for your time, Eric. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Eric Sonderman is a longtime political commentator and consultant based here in Denver. I'm Scott Franz.